Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Joining us now is United University Professions UUP Dong State Chapter President Redifer Abrahams Nichols. Welcome. So good to have you here with us.
Hi. Hello. Thank you.
So we heard about the situation, your president talking about the situation with Dong State CUNY. You are in Brooklyn. You are in the heart of the matter. You are at the front, forefront. Could you share your experience, please?
It's been a very troubling time at Downstate. We learned about this on ML King Day. That's when we got the announcement that there would be a transformation plan. And right away, my thought was that we have to let the members know so we can start mobilizing. Mm-hmm. There was no transparency. We did not see it coming. We did notice that, most jobs were being combined. For the past 2 years, there was a whole plan of how we were going to grow the organization, Impact 2030, a strategic plan by Dr. Riley. A lot of people were invested in that, and only to get the news that we were transforming into something different and that inpatient services would be eliminated and that there would be a cut in staff by 10 to 20%. Mm-hmm. And that is when UUP and PEF started to move and to change things and started to advocate in the community about what the plan was for Downstate. We were not informed. We were not involved. A lot of the members live in the community. We did not know this was coming. There were no community meetings. We did go to our faith-based leaders that told us they learned when we learned. We reached out to our legislators, says, you learned when we learned. We all learned about this plan at the same time. So we were not aware. The issue with that is you have a lot of people that live in central Brooklyn that are a part of the community that work at Downstate, and there was no input. And that, for some reason, have changed the way the members and the community now sees Downstate Medical Center as doing things without input from the community. So the mood at Downstate right now is very, I feel like trust is gone. We no longer trust the administration. We don't trust the state of New York. We feel as if we have always tried to work and do our best to show the state of New York that we're doing a good job. Look at COVID. We came to work. I managed the emergency room in that time. I was assigned up to 80 nurses, and I watched each of them go out with COVID. And the next day, I would make those phone calls every day to find out how they were doing. We stayed. We fought. And 2 years later, 2 to 3 years later, you're telling us, well, we're not needed, and why not? Were we not told because we're black and brown? Do they feel like black and brown people don't have a right to know what's going on in their community, that they can give us anything they want to give us and we have to take it? We're no longer going to do that. We are going to fight for our health care in central Brooklyn. There's a lot of talk about the beds are not full in Brooklyn. When the chancellor spoke at the one community meeting he had, he said there are 1,600 beds in Brooklyn, only 796 are filled. But when I walk through the emergency room, there are people in the emergency room for days because there are no beds upstairs. When I speak to my colleagues at Kings County, they're saying, Reditha, there are 70 patients in the ER with no beds upstairs. What are we really doing here? And why is there an attack on Downstate?
That's a very good question. Why is there an attack on Downstate? And you mentioned, black and brown, and we are never treated the way we're supposed to be treated. And, doing this on Martin Luther King Day, to me, is adding insult to injury. And Martin Luther King said, an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So I think now is the time for all the hospitals to come together, stand with Dong State, because if it can happen to y'all, it can happen to them as well.
Definitely. Look what happened to Kingsburg Jewish. I've spoke to my brothers and sisters at Kingsburg Jewish, and they said to me, this is the same plan. This is the same playbook. They tell you, we're going to save some services. Don't worry. And then all of a sudden, they only have outpatient. Then all of a sudden, it's called a medical village, and now the whole thing has disappeared. So you closed one hospital 2 years ago. Now you want to close downstate. When we ask where people should go, why would you put a building in Kings County where there's enough space across the street to fix the hospital. Why would you do that? Why would you take that away? I will let you know, I think of Downstate as a part of Black history because we train so much Black and brown physician. One in every four physicians are from Downstate. Our nursing program is now number 44 in the nation. We train the next generation of healthcare professionals. You want to talk about money? Let's talk about money. The hospitals are not traditionally supposed to make money. 90% of our patients are Medicaid, Medicare. Only 9% are commercial insurance. Why would you think a hospital is supposed to make money? We are there to provide care. Why are we talking about money when it comes to people's life? Can you put a cost on my life? You need to save me. You need to look at what the hospital do about the life expectancy of the people in the community, not in dollars or cents. We need to take care of people in central Brooklyn. Someone else told me last night, out of the 7 million people that are on Medicaid, 1 million live in Brooklyn. That tells you something. We're never going to meet the goal that they want us to meet. We should be funded by the state. It's health is part of what we're supposed to get living in America. So I don't know when things change where it has become dollars and cents. We're losing money. What does that really mean?
Yeah, this is the same governor who has billions of dollars to give to the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, she's building a stadium because she can make money.
Okay, all right. So you mentioned earlier about changing things. What can you expand on that?
In what way?
When you spoke earlier, when you're mobilized and you're looking to change things.
So we are mobilizing. We want a voice. We want a seat at the table in this plan. We have a lot of healthcare professionals that can come up with a sustainability plan for Downstate. We have a lot of talented professionals. We have been doing, we are doing door knocking because we want the community out. They said they're involved in the community. They're not involved in the community. UUP and PEF is involved in the community. We are doing that work. We're getting people to come out. We're going to have a big rally on the 29th where we want the community to come out. It's at 12 noon. We'll have different speakers. We'll have our legislators. We'll have Zelnor Myrie along with our faith-based leaders and other elected officials in the fight to save this hospital. I want people to understand that not saving this hospital is going to set a precedence, that they can do this anywhere in the world and decide not to take care of people because really and truly, because we're Black or brown, or the real estate now makes so much money, you want to put affordable housing there that we can't afford. A lot of our brothers and sisters cannot afford affordable housing. So I, you know, at the meeting in the church, the chancellor talked about maybe, you know, we'll put affordable housing. Affordable to who?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. So State Assemblyman Brian Cunningham, he has vowed never to support closing this hospital, this major hospital in central Brooklyn. How has he been working with UUP?
Well, I've had multiple conversations with Brian Cunningham about what is going on. He was at our rally when we did it on the steps. I quite don't know his plan, but I know he is working on something. So we have been speaking to him because it is in his district. Mm-hmm. And we've been speaking to Brian Cunningham for over a year. So we're hoping to get together and have some kind of plan that the unions, the legislators, and the community coming together to present something to the state of New York, because that's what it should be and that's what it should look like.
Yeah, well, he has said that it's just not an option to close SUNY Downstate. That's not on the table at all for him. He's never going to support that. So you'll have a very strong ally there.
Well, I've only seen Myri's legislation. I will go back and look at it. Mm-hmm. But I did see him this weekend, and he did speak to me about the support and has said to me that he supports Downstate and he stands with me. And he also will be at that rally, and he will be speaking at that rally also.
Okay, so speaking about the rally, which is a very good step in bringing the community together, what can the public do to, you know, keep the doors open? How can they put the pressure on? What would you like to see from the public, community?
We've done tons of door knocking today. We're asking people to put our signs in their windows, all the small businesses, all the homes. We also have an Instagram, UUP Downstate. We'd like people to follow us because, you know, whatever we're doing, anywhere we're going, we're going to post that so people could meet us there at these rallies or whatever activities that we're doing. We also have letters on our website to write to the governors and your local officials to stop the closure of SUNY Downstate. We're going to start a TikTok. We're going to put up videos. Really want young people also to really be involved because it is their future, right? I am fighting for a future for my children in healthcare. That's exactly what's happening at this point. So we also need that involvement from everyone. We plan to go to schools, get people involved. I think this conversation should not stop because we're not the only hospital on the chopping block, but we're the only hospital from the state of New York. And I also want to say, why is it it's only the hospital that they have Downstate they have a problem with? They have Stony Brook. They're not doing anything at Stony Brook trying to cut staff. They have Upstate Medical that they fund. Why is it where the hospital has predominantly black and brown people, or is the governor attempting to cut this hospital? This happens too many times. Every 2 years, we're fighting. We've been fighting since the early 2000s when I first joined the organization to stop the closure of Downstate. It is enough. We need a sustainability plan, and we need to move forward. We need to rebuild the organization. It is needed in the community. Our patients cannot go to MIMO. It's a two-fare zone. It's not okay. It's not. The federal government talks about cultural care. Cultural care meaning being taken care of people that look like you and have the same cultural preferences. That's what Downstate gives to the community. We have a big influx of migrants that have come into New York City. Where are they going to seek their health care? Right in central Brooklyn. Now more than ever, Downstate is needed in this community.
All right. So, Miss Abrahams Nichols, I also want you to remind, to send a little message to the governor, to other elected officials, that you don't take care of us with our health, we're going to take care of you with our vote.
We are definitely going to do that. Brooklyn needs Downstate. And if you don't take care of Downstate, we will not be voting for you. Black and brown people have a right to have choices in their health care, and you should not be telling us everybody should go to Kings County. Why can't we have both hospitals? Why can't we have choices?
Thank you so much for sharing this information, and we look forward to having you back again to keep us updated as things progress.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.